Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We've begun a new Gospel book. It's our last one for the New Testament, and it is in chapter 2 now. We're in verses 1 through 6. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" So much more detail in the writing of Matthew, amen? He is very descriptive in telling eyewitnessed account. Why it's called a gospel, amen? Truth given to save our souls from eternal damnation. A Savior is born, fulfilling the prophets of old prophecy, who is to shepherd my people Israel. Amen. You too, from our daily practice, can feel the presence of the Spirit so holy when we discuss the birth, life, passion, teachings, and death of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to scream, "Yes, yes, Jesus is my Savior." Amen. Preachers seem to lift their voices when they share the Word of God as redemption, as if we were calling out to Jesus in heaven so he can hear what we share as his redemption, embracing the love, faith, and hope of his grace and mercy. This is why I practice, pray, and proclaim the beauty of salvation, willing and searching for others to help by the desire to follow in his footsteps, the joy of living life eternal. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers from my wife Toni and my mother Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who's suffering from brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church, as we pray for our Holy Mother. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 2 today. We begin chapter 2 with verses 1 through 6. We've got a 4-stanza poem. It's ongoing. Its title, "Arriving Magi from the East." Judean-born Jesus in Bethlehem, Herod the king day's care. Arriving Magi from the east of Jerusalem, Jews' king a newborn is where. Rising star his scene, homage for him is why we have come. Herod the king heard their ring. Troubled greatly was he, where was there born a son? Priests, chiefs, and scribes assembled. Jerusalem joined them to ask, "Born Messiah where?" Replying, "Bethlehem in Judea," as they trembled, reciting prophet's scripture written, they would dare. Judah's land in Bethlehem, Judah's rulers least not. Ruler come from not condemned, Israel people's shepherd, they have not forgot. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 2nd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. If you've thought about anyone to support in your end-of-the-year campaigns for nonprofits across our country, you can surely benefit by helping our campaigns of what we do with the least, the languished, and the lonely. We work with those who are most difficult to work with in the country, those who are leaving prison. And it is a difficult time for those who come out. They are confused, they are lonely, they are languished. And we provide a hand up for them, letting them know that Jesus has forgiven them and show them that there is an opportunity for them to understand that the beauty of living redeemed means helping those in need. So we lift up those in our charity. If you'd like to help us, you can learn more at universalutterings.org. You can always send me a PayPal through my email of godfirstforjesus@gmail.com. That's God, GodFirstForJesus at gmail.com. Again, thanks for joining us today. We surely appreciate every listener that we have, and we know that if we practice, pray, and proclaim, you too can become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, we say God bless you as we close today in the name of Jesus at 8:11. Ha ha. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.